This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week
freaking
to
me.
Look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
That's where it all started for me. I was literally going to work here at the radio station when I lived in Easley, and I go outside and I heard this humming sound, and not the kind that you want to hear.
The womp womp.
It sounded like one of the Transformers from the, not the great cartoon series.
Can't call them that anymore.
The one with the, for power. It sounded like one was just buzzing. And I look up, and then I see it wasn't a spaceship. It was like, it looked like a silver cigar just floating in the air. And it was the most real thing I ever saw.
Can I tell you something?
It was you.
I think you saw another one the other day.
I love stargazing, and I took a picture the other night. I sent it to Looper as well. And I'm like, what do you think is going on in this picture right here?
Take a look and see.
I got a 16, and it's not like a page. I'll zoom in on this picture right here, and then we're gonna get to our guest before they take her again. You can see I was trying to take a picture of the moon. Look, see how pretty the moon was.
How beautiful.
But then when you go up. What is that? It looks like a jellyfish flying in there.
It's like a uterus.
Gross.
Jesus.
You are so warmed up right now.
I am not.
Past
but look,
couple
it was
days.
Pointed down. Look at that.
She's a loose cannon.
Well, if it's pointed up that way, then it looks like
a diamond ring.
The kind they sell with a suction cup.
You got to put that out on Soch.
Because there's, what's the point now? Because you already are a conspiracy theorist, all of it's tainted from this point on. Or this day and age with AI. That's why word of mouth, meaning real storytelling from real human beings, is essential on our path to figuring this out.
It really is, if you can trust it.
Joining us right now, as we said, she listens to us up in North Carolina. It's Lisa. Hey, Lisa. I'd not say your last name. I promise you should not say your last name.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we thought that they'd gotten you again there because we couldn't get you, but I think there was something off with one of the numbers. Okay, so we've kind of laid out already in that first segment your situation about, I guess it was this past summer. Is that the best?
Yeah, I mean, there's more to the story.
Okay.
So it started with this growth. of some kind that was under my skin on my back between my shoulder blades. And see, I had been sick for a few weeks, and maybe it was that, you know, the government, you know, COVID-19, COVID-2020, COVID-25,
Project,
you know, whatever.
25, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Or the good old flu. It could be the good old flu.
Or just the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I was just sick. And, you know, nevertheless, I got this small nodule or, like, tumor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I thought maybe it was because I was laying down so much because I was so sick. And it really started to bug me. And, you know, it hurt my neck. And, you know, I got a firmer pillow. I did everything I could have. But then I went down the internet and WebMD rabbit hole. And everybody convinced me it was something more serious, high stakes, like, you know, the C word.
So, Paige hates that word.
Yeah, says she does.
Yeah.
Well, this, the disease C word.
Oh, the disease C word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's even worse.
Oh, that's, gosh, yes.
Not like if you call her one, you're going to see one, but the disease.
Paige, if someone called you cancer, would that offend you?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'd be cancerous, and that's not a bad
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
You don't want, we don't want that. So,
yes.
You know, the stress from all this worry, I mean, really caused me to have bad headaches. I finally go to the doctor, and even the doctor was a bit weirded out by it. But
why weirded out by just
well, because she said that
lady doctor.
It was a lady doctor. Yeah, they do exist.
I love it. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. you know what? They're female lawyers too. Just so you know.
Whoa.
No way.
And female disc jockeys.
Oh my god.
Not even.
What?
Is there a Rhonda Inario out there that we don't know about? I mean, that's crazy.
But my doctor, she said she could move it around with her fingers, and she says usually fatty tumors won't usually move, and so she was concerned enough to order tests. And a couple days later, my doctor, she puts on my digital medical chart that while it did seem very odd that it didn't show signs of the C, of the cancer, and that I should just use this prescription cream on it to relieve the swelling, and to even use an ice pack on it, and nothing helped. So this bump was getting a lot worse. And I even had a hard time sitting up in a chair. It was just really crazy. I had to get a follow-up appointment with my doctor, but it wasn't for another 11 days. And on the 10th day, basically, the night before, I know this, I've told a few people this. They think, oh, okay, what's going on? But this is a true story. So on the 10th day, I was abducted by aliens, and I was whisked up to the sky to their craft.
Well, did you see yourself? Like, did you feel the floating, or did you see
Oh yes. No, I mean there's a little bit more to it.
Okay.
But I remember floating up extremely fast, and I was not getting sick by it or anything. It was just very, you know, it was quick and. You know, there was purpose to it. Yeah. I remember these 3-foot shadows before I got taken up. They were in my bedroom. And see, I live alone. And I remember them being lifted up. I was on this, their home base.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And there were 7 of them. God. And it's everything you do hear. It is true. Big heads, big eyes. And you know, all very dark. All, you know, it's like they all their eyes had no white, and their does that make sense? Like their eyes were dark, and they almost look like camera lenses on an iPhone, and they had hands like ET, and their skin was like an elephant.
Good God!
And they didn't talk, but. One of them was holding my hand, and she was communicating with me, and it was a female.
How would you know that it's a female?
That's a great question.
Well, because my telepathic voice is female, and I could just tell. And so all I could remember was really after this hearing a fairly loud buzzing sound and what it seems like for a long time. And but yet there was something I just trusted this. It just seemed all right. And that anyway, you know, very long story short, of course, it seemed like I just had a wild dream in the morning when I woke up. Anyway, I wake up the next day, and guess what?
It's gone.
The bump and nodule was completely gone. No marks were showing the removal.
Wow.
Nothing. And I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seems to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not
but
that
I
quick.
Know.
No.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know what happened.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And I told the doctor, of course, I just said, oh, I have this dream. And anyway, the doctor seems to very quickly said, like, sometimes bumps like this just come and go because of the change of diet or changes in temperature, seasons changing.
Not
but
that
I
quick.
Know.
No.
I know. Mm. I know what happened. And so I heard that kid that was on your show, who said that they died a couple of times and saw heaven. I think it was three times. And, you know, the fact that that guy had the gumption to call in and share this inspired me to do the same. I mean, I'm telling you, I told the doc it was one thing, but it was not a dream. It was not a dream. And I would love to see what you all think. And,
well.
But I mean, I was up there and they were good creatures. I can't even call them creatures. They weren't creatures. They were of,
not of this
I can't
world.
Explain. Yes.
Yeah.
How did you know? Like, yeah.
Well,
God, it'd be looking.
The first thing that I think of when you talk about a bump was there and then it's gone is,
yeah.
Was it? Did you ever have a dream or a situation like this before? Because I'm wondering, were you? And I'm not patronizing or making fun, but I wonder, did they implant something in you? And then have to take it out.
That's what they're known for.
Because women now can get breast implants and they don't have the scars there. They go through the belly button.
They go up through the butt sometimes.
Oh.
No, because I would know if I was taken up there first to home base.
Yeah, that would stick out.
And then know that it was the end, you know, obviously, and it came on while I was sick.
Right.
And that it just... You know, I was up there once, and actually, to be honest with you all,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind going back right now.
Good.
Wow.
God, could you tell if their technology was more advanced, or do you even remember any of that?
I mean, it was a little bit more advanced, and they were, you know, they're very smart. They know. So, you know.
Something you said right there is just weirded me out, but I totally got what you meant. You said.
Thanks.
You said the one being was holding your hand and thinking to you, hey, you know, almost in a consoling way, but you said
nurturing.
You could hear a female voice, but they all look the same.
But you didn't have any pain afterwards.
Right. I mean,
wow.
Non-binary. I mean, not to get too woke, but like, you know, it was just they were one. Like, but there were seven of them, but it no female, no male. But I know this was a female voice, and this one particular, person thing that was holding my hand, I it had a nurturing quality, and so, and a more, a more female identifying voice.
Yeah,
I might have missed this. You might have said it, but do you feel like the whole process was minutes, or did it feel like hours that you were up there? It was a short amount of time.
I mean, it was a little bit more stretched out than that because I remember seeing them in my bedroom. And then I know I was floating, and So I think I was up there for a few hours.
See, that's what
it wasn't like. It wasn't zip, zap, zop.
That's what I wonder about, you know, and again, I'm somebody who believes there's something. I don't know what. I don't even know how to put that into words. But the one, you know, you were sick, so I'm like, was it a fever dream? But then also the other question is, if you are on a spaceship in the sky, and I'm not, you know the kind of show we do, like I'm asking questions, but it sounds like I'm trying to pull the rug out from underneath you, but if you're laying on a hospital-type bed, mm-hmm. how do you realize that you're in a spaceship? In other words, if you just wake up in a bed, just because you see
that's a good question.
Aliens, could you see clouds outside the windows?
There were seven of them. It was, I knew it was also, like, gravitationally, even though I was laying down, I could feel.
God.
It's sort of when you know you're in an airplane, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I knew we were, like, hovering. And like I said, I knew I was floating up. And yet, I wasn't panicked. It wasn't like, I'm dying and I'm going to heaven.
I know. Right. That's the thing when they talk about, like, you know, fly, like the Michael from, he's talking about, you know, lifting up in the air. I'm like, God, I would get so sick. But you're like, that. None of that mattered at that point.
It felt okay.
And how knew that it was a female, but you don't know what kind of language it is.
I've never heard that.
And how would you know what they were speaking? Because when you hear aliens, you think it's kind of like a computer.
Right. And tonally,
I am from another country.
No, but that's the thing. Tonally, there was this nurturing quality, and that I was in good hands.
She's like,
I guess.
Take me to your leader.
Communicating. Leads, it's going to be okay, girl. Just take a deep breath. It's going to be fine.
Plus, with.
Yet.
Do you go to church anywhere? I'm doing the voice of my mom, obviously, as an alien nurse.
Plus, with the guy who called in who passed away, I think it was Christopher. He saw
Michael.
It was Michael. He saw his out of body experience.
Yeah.
She didn't get that.
She wasn't dead, though.
Yeah. So that's a little more credible to kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I didn't see, I wasn't above myself looking and seeing this frame. It was, I was in this, and it was stark. I could see how people might interpret this, that I was maybe feeling like I was in a hospital room because it was bright and.
Do you see the Prisma logo anywhere? I'm kidding.
Pardon?
Yeah. You know, I was making a medical
joke. I'm just impressed that they took it out and you didn't feel anything, though, because I've
had...
Oh, it's all gone. There's no bump. I have no pain. My neck doesn't hurt. And I have my energy back.
I mean, God forbid, there's no way this bump can have moved anywhere else.
Well,
right?
It's impossible.
She said the one thing, the nurse or doctor rather said that, you know, usually they won't move around, and that one would move around her finger.
Yes, that's true. But this was, yes, but it's not what they were fearing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, which is great. Like, truly, it's great. The other thing that really, like, pierced the veil for me, great band, was that you talked about their eyes looking like, I turned my iPhone over and I'm looking at the lenses on here and I'm like, holy crap, like, what are eyes? I mean, like, but yet, it's a camera. I mean, it's like a lens.
But there was something, but their eyes had, you know, when you look at the lens, you're looking at a lens, glass thing.
Damn.
But you looked in their eyes.
Yeah.
And there was soul to them.
Oh.
Oh.
And they might not use their whole eyes, you know, it's just big. They don't mean they can see with the whole thing.
It's like an alien head on top of your head.
Oh, it was a big head.
Well,
and like I said,
head.
Yeah.
That, no, it was a very real head, I'm telling you.
And I want to say this for you also, for people that are texting in. You're not selling a book. We're not even saying your full name. You're not, there's no reason for you to, you're not trying to get people to sign up on your website or nothing. There's none of that.
No.
Wow, man.
No, I'm not. pitching anything. Yeah. This isn't hoaxy. Go to my,
right,
you know, social media. Not like that. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to get likes, because it's the opposite. When I kind of can pick up now who to tell and who not, because, you know, I don't want the funny men in white coats to come get me and, you know, put me in the cuckoo house. Mm. So I'm pretty, I kind of curate who to tell, but you guys seemed a safe bet.
We're cool.
Well, yeah. I'm fascinated. Exactly. If you just unwillingly and unbeknownst to you have found a way to cure cancer.
No, she didn't. They didn't say it was. It was just whatever it was. That's why I think it was an implant that was already there. Maybe she didn't remember that, and they had to get it out. That's you. You give me the heebie-jeebies. Can I say that in 2025?
Just did.
Okay. Well,
you can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, my goodness.
We'll find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's
Can
fine.
I call you Topher?
Oof. Either or, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last six years. Well, since 2019, I've been back about 6 months.
God,
got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in, like, 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in, Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering, you can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there, and about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Mm. Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country... Well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist light.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
What do you mean? Communist light.
It's communist light because they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American style capitalism.
Okay.
With their communist stuff. So
okay.
It's not. Like, give him a take on that.
Now let me ask you this real quick though. Is it? It's not a stretch to believe. I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody at work for Nike over there?
Ooh.
I met all kinds of like things like that. Yes.
Okay, and is it true like they live there too? And they
it's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
Like I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs like available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that. For real.
In the rural areas, I hate that word, rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural. What's the
English teacher?
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say it, rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English science and math.
Oh, right? Okay.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
still a teacher. Rural is hard.
You're stuck rural over there juror. During COVID, right when it started. And
yes, sir.
What's the what was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon as
they make them there,
your apartment,
that's easy.
Yeah,
but as soon as
you left, I saw a dude leave. And then, like, a red van rolled up, and, like, the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van, and then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Some kids, I had flashcards.
Oh my!
And their mom would like, tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop, and like hand me over food.
Wow!
Once a week, the government would drop off like a bunch of like a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know.
So you didn't try to reach out to like embassy or anything like that.
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, family here, like nobody like raised a ruck? Like how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being like 2.5 years, like you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah.
You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, I like yes.
Yeah.
I do miss her. I miss part of that life because I had no choice, you know?
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let. They hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh, God.
What?
All of that.
You know what? I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these MFs over here like, running in and out of the country with like, over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to like so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh my God, I love my country so much more than I ever have ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in L.A., LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to L.A. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
So you went home. Even know she got-
oh my God. You get back from China, you fly into LAX, and they move to. See, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know yeah. left.
And all right, first of all, I'm not from California, but.
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey.
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, Native American history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like, when I come walking through LAX when I first got back to America, and there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got, like, a little,
did you get teary-eyed?
Oh, he said flag.
I got teary-eyed, and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, I hope they don't find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
This lady walked up and she goes, "Hey, is there any American citizens in this line?" And I was like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had like a Chinese, like a bowl haircut, and you're like, he'd been there so long it's stuck.
They're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
I basically, what I did, I raised my hand, and they took me to customs, and this the police officer looked at my passport, and he goes, "Welcome back, Christopher." And that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach 3 subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who are probably just, spitballing you.
Yeah.
Lollygagging, not caring.
Any of them ever karate chop you when they get past, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mo.
All right. This text right here, and it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions, really. I mean, it's because you don't. Not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine, and we're watching the news, and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map.
Oh yeah,
and there's people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, disco and this stuff. While I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. If Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there,
right? Like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand. That's what I read.
Well, look, who's in the running for there's 4 territories in the running for 2 spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it. Oh, I'm going to try it.
It's got a
Trumpland.
It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
They buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them. We've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Balls in the room.
Oh my
big,
God.
Very big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, these could be full of crap. It also doesn't tell you what part of the country, so that, I don't know. I guess I'm swayed by movie, TV, all this stuff, you know. And generally speaking, like most, forgive me, but Yankees cuss like sailors. The ones I've met do, and I'm fine with that. Trust me, I want to.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the freedom of doing it, and I normally do.
We shouldn't think about it, you know, that much.
Just, I have to here, and I should.
Yeah, like like we said, depending on which one you want to, you know, you want to use.
Right. So anyway, this was the question, and I'm not a big fan of these breaking down these polls because you don't know any of the demographics or anything, but. How acceptable, if at all, do you consider it to be to swear at work, meaning to cuss? 31% said not acceptable at all. 28% not very acceptable. 23% somewhat acceptable. 9% completely acceptable. And then 8 of them were not sure.
Do you feel like maybe, I don't want to say it seals a business deal sometimes, but
to swear at work,
like it wouldn't hurt maybe on some, but you got to read the person, right?
You remember how you back in the story about the scarlet letter, girl had to wear it, you know, she committed adultery or whatever it was. I wish I could wear a big green F word or F letter, like let you know, hey, we're on the same grounds here, you can say it, it's fine. And still, because one of you's got to, if you meet somebody first, somebody's got to take that stand and saying, I'm going to say a cuss word now, and I'm going to watch the facial expressions, the poker face.
Would you respect your boss more if he called you a blanker?
He does.
There's somebody we know that we might have used to work with who cussed left and right, but he was like a funny, jovial guy, and he kind of did it that way, and it kind of worked out for him as far as like what he could say.
Yeah.
But I remember being in business meetings where he'd call somebody a big a-hole, and everybody gets a big laugh out of it and chuckle, and then, like, you know, there were no consequences.
Right.
I think it's fine if it's not derogatory.
Like he kind of was sometimes. Like if
somebody, are you kidding?
No, if somebody called me the C-word here, I'd be a little upset.
I'm telling you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe too corporate, you can't do it. Like, if you know, if you're on a roofing crew somewhere, you could probably cuss left and right.
But just, and I know it's way out of the box and thing, but Paige, and I get it. I'm the C word. But at what point in your life did you find out that you needed to be offended by it? Like, honest to God, like, that's something you got to break down for yourself
am
I really?
It.
You just don't like the word.
I don't use it. I don't call anybody that.
There is no male equivalent.
If you call me that, you better run, because you'll see one. Well, not literally, but...
It's like an a la carte order.
God.
I'll become a major one.
Open the door. I'm going to say breast and run out of here real quick.
That was her name in the Army.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Major?
It's like, be careful what you say to people.
No, of course. back to the conditioning of you find out that it's a bad word, and then not even that you're offended by it, but it's like, that's a bad word. We should not say.
Yeah, I guess it's like some, you know, decorum you want to have as far as, you know, the customer goes or professionalism. But even if they're lobbing them out cussing first, you can't really do it back.
Yeah, if you know, say Mark came in and said, "Good morning, sluts," I'd be kind of offended by that.
I'd say you've been hanging out with Mo Ike.
I know.
Like, he calls me names. I don't care. It's just ribbon.
He calls you fatty.
Yeah. As he sips on his iced coffee in his office. Hey, fatty, come here.
He sits on it.
He just sips on it.
Oh, sips. I would have. You pick the order. I don't want to show any favoritism.
You want to work in Fly Guy?
P1 Fly Guy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. What?
I'm kind of with Paige a little bit on the, as far as the C word. I was raised local, you know, Southern Baptist for,
amen,
you know, 18-19 years, church twice a week, you know, the whole nine.
Only two.
And as far as like the C word and B word goes, like, I will never use those in a derogatory way, no matter what the situation is, just because those are like, those big words. I'll never talk to my wife or mother or whoever that's close to me, female, you know, and use those words just because how derogatory.
What's a derogatory term? Like, what's the way to use those terms without being derogatory?
That's a good question.
How?
Can't think of one.
I know.
But I feel like in certain, it's a situational awareness, and also like you guys are touching on, like, the way you use them, who you use them with, and as far as cuss words go, as a whole, like, having two kids, like you said, we try, you know, yeah, it probably happens. It's going to eventually happen, but we want that to be on, like, their terms, and, like, you know, when the kids, you know, get there to understand
maybe if they're
when and how and why.
Yeah.
I'll give you some advice, though. Don't, if they do slip up, and it's something, I'm telling you the story behind this, don't, if they slip up and say a cuss word, even if it's all cute, don't over laugh or whatever, because I scared my child of cussing. Not in a you're going to go to hell thing, but we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia, and we were at the little fair or whatever that thing is, and I was like, we picked the wrong day to come here. It's cold as S. And she's like, it is cold as S, Daddy. And we erupted with laughter. And I was like, you can say it again, you won't be in trouble. She started crying. I'm not going to say it again. She was so embarrassed by it.
Strange. As far as the workplace thing goes, like, I work with, I'd say, you know, 95% males, and they're all former military, like, all, every single one except for myself, and we work in a defense contract type of job, and it's just like a thing, you know, so it's just part of talking. It just comes out, and there's certain folks that that, you know, you kind of know to, like, watch your mouth around, or like, hey, she might not like, what, you know, certain words or cussing, period, and you kind of have to, like, keep that in mind, but for the most part, it's just kind of just part of the conversation.
So you talked about going to church, you know, growing up, like, what about that angle of it when you heard, like, church-going people do it? That had to blow your mind like it did me.
Oh, for sure. Like, Sunday after church, like, going to lunch, we went out to eat pretty much almost every Sunday afternoon, and,
same,
you know, you would see, you know, Miss Susie over here, you know, firing up a Marlboro or whatever after
yes!
a meal. And, yeah, and so, I mean, it was, and that, again, was just kind of, you know, not really thought too much about. But, yeah, for sure, definitely saw stuff like that and heard, you know.
But at the same time, though, again, breaking down the so-called sin, smoking, but over there, going to Ryan's and tearing that buffet up, that's not looked at in that same vein.
You glutton?
That being a glutton is not, I don't. It was.
What's in the box?
Looking more outside in now, it's eye-opening kind of, and just, you know, the realization of, like, you know, wow, this was actually that, and it's kind of crazy.
You're right. You're right. Fly Guy, call in more, man. It's good to hear from you.
All right, man. Good talking to you guys. Have a good one. See you, Paige.
See you, man.
Bye.
Look at that. What a gentleman right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Remember, Paige said you're going to see one if you know.
If you say, it's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times.
No, you're going to make me mad. You're going to see somebody get back at you.
Not in the way you said. You're not going to
see one.
Reverse moon.
You're not going to get naked. Here.
It's going to flash you.
It's too dang cold.
It's got the line of the day. If you call me one, you're going to see one.
Right, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Right,
guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.